Hi, this is a dictation for Nathaniel Flamister, Nathaniel Flamister. The date of service is 6/26/2025, date of accident 12/27/2023, date of birth 3/13/1972. Nathaniel Flamister is a victim of an automobile accident as a pedestrian where he injured his lower back and the neck, and he underwent surgery for the cervical spine at C5-6 level. And C4-5 level. However, his MRI still show disc herniation at C5-6, C2, C3, and C3-4. He also has a history of undergoing lumbar spine surgeries at L4-5 and L3-4. However, he still has a disc herniation at L1, L2, L2-3, and L5 S1. Despite several tries, we were not able to conduct a epidural injection as the entire area was pretty hard due to severe fibrosis. The needle could not be entered. The patient also underwent a frozen shoulder due to the extreme physical therapy and chiropractic treatments to the right shoulder, and it is a slightly better, but not completely better. The pain level remains around 8. And he reported that Tylenol number 3 that was given to him is upsetting his stomach, and he will return the unused Tylenol codeine, and he requests Norco for alternate pain therapy. His pain level is 8, and he was just seen a week ago. Everything remains the same, including physical exam and diagnosis. His blood pressure is 132/86. Pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. Please review the records for rest of the history, including ADLs, system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and compliance plan. The blood pressure is 132/86, pulse 79, pulse ox is 99. And rest of the exam is the same from previous visits of 6/20/2025, dictation number 07-01-020. The plan is to continue his physical therapy due to the frozen shoulder. Is now being provided with Norco 7.5 milligram 1 pill a day for severe pain. Voltaren gel has been also been advised for local pain relief. Is referred to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Gary Gilliard for further treatment. Physical therapy only once a week is ordered now. He do remains off work and hospital replacement transportation. His maps and labs have been reviewed and found to be in compliance.